Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The title of our series here is Without a Doubt. Without a Doubt. Because that's what we must eliminate if we're going to receive what God has for us and do what He has called us to do. It takes faith to obey God in ministry. Did you know that? Oh, man. You know what's puzzling to me? We've had people find fault with us about the prosperity we teach. And then they turn right around and ask for money. It's happened more than once. Ask us for money. Tell us they don't believe in what we preach. Isn't that foolish? Or tell people, their own people, we don't believe in all that, but then turn right around and pull for a big offering. Well, if the man in the pew and the woman in the pew is not blessed and prospered, where do you think a big offering is coming from? You understand what I'm talking about? It's just, it's foolishness. It's the enemy's confusion. It's what it is. Anyway, in talking about doing the will of God, we said it takes faith. It takes faith. You must believe that God can provide for you everything it's going to take to get the job done. Actually, I had the Lord tell me some years ago, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, He said, Keith, I don't care how much it costs. He said, that means nothing to me. He said, if you happen to spend a few dollars too much on this or that, He said, I do not care. He said, cost means nothing to me. I don't care how much it costs. He said, I care that you get the job done. That's what I care. And what people don't realize, it's not going to cut it. In a few days, for us to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ, to give an account of what we did and did not do with our little short life down here and the call that He gave us. And, I called you to do this. I told you to do this. And you say, well, you know, it just costs too much money. We didn't have the money. We couldn't do it because we didn't have the money. That is not going to cut it. Is the Lord going to look at us and go, you're right. You didn't have enough money, so forget it. I guess I shouldn't even have called you to do it because I should have known you wasn't going to have the money. He is the God of unlimited ability and resources. He is well able to get us the money and the stuff if we'll believe Him. So it comes back again, not to a matter of ability. It ain't about money. It's about faith. And when you learn this, you realize no matter where you are, no matter what He calls you to do, if you got a seed in your hand and some faith in your heart, we can get there. We can sow our way and we can believe our way to it no matter how big it is. And it's His idea. It's His ministry. But we can't sit by and make excuses and we can't do this and we can't do that because we can't afford it and we don't have it. That's not a lack of money problem. It's a lack of faith problem. Can you see that? Amen. Let me say that again, what the Lord said to me. He said, I don't care how much it costs. Should people labor over, a whole church, churches get into turmoil over saving money. If we go with that cheaper brand of carpet, man, we'd save $1,000. You think the Lord cares about that $1,000? Some people do. Some people think that's all there is to it. No, claim an extra five. Get the good stuff. Represent the Lord. He doesn't care how much it costs. He cares that you get the job done. There are going to be no rewards later on for who saved the most money. Lord, our church saved X amount of dollars over 40 years' time. Lord, we saved you this month. when is he going to get that money that people are saving him? When's he going to get it? It's deception. It's confusion. He doesn't care how much it costs. He cares that we get the job done at any cost. It doesn't make a difference how many billions or trillions or if it takes our last drop of blood. Get the job done. That's what he cares about. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So how about us? How about you? How about me? Faith Life Church, what are we going to do? We're going to believe God. We're going to sow our seed. We're going to think big and claim big and by the grace of God, get this job done. Our part of it. Right? We've started. We've begun. Has the Lord already blessed us? I mean, there's the word's going out. Things are increasing. Thanks be unto God. Here in Romans. Well, go to Acts 10. Hold your place in Romans. Let's go from Acts 10 and we'll jump right over to Romans 10. What's the name of the series? Without a doubt. How are you going to do all and receive all that God has called you to do and given you? By faith. In order to believe, we got to get rid of that doubt. Without a doubt. Acts 10, are you there? This is the story of how Peter was on the housetop and had an experience with God. You remember that? Had this vision. And the Bible says in Acts 10, down in verse 18, they called these men from Cornelius' house that had gone looking for Peter, called to see if he was lodged there. Verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek you. They're looking for you. Arise, therefore, and get you down and go with them. What? Doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Now, what did he say? Now, these guys are from the wrong part of town. These guys are from a different religious persuasion. Everything tells him politically, culturally, his career, don't go with them. Don't have this meeting. Don't hook up with these guys. Everything tells him that. He thinks the word tells him that. His understanding of the Old Testament. Separation from the Gentiles. That's what he has. How could he go with them and not have a doubt? Are y'all with me on this now? What did the Lord tell him? Here they are. Gentiles. Got nothing in common with him. He thinks he's not even supposed to be having fellowship with these people. He's not supposed to have a meal with these people. He's not supposed to have anything to do with them. He thinks. His church has taught him this. His culture has taught him this. He thinks the word has taught him this. But here the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost tells him what? You go with them? No, with not a doubt, no doubt, doubting no thing. With no doubt, why? Keep reading. Why? Because I have sent them. And what did he do? To his credit, he went right on down there. And even when he got there, do you remember? And he stood up and they said, oh, we're so glad you came, man. You did so good to come. And they told him about the angel that they saw. And he stood there and he's still trying to figure out why he's there. You can tell it. You can hear it. And then he begins to say, he said, I perceive God. He's just now getting it that God is no respecter of persons. And he began to say a few things before he could finish, get his message started. The Holy Ghost fell. A move of God. The opening of the good news to those that were on the outside. Oh, can you say amen? Because what? Without a doubt. What if he had doubted? What if he'd have said, I don't know. What does doubt mean? The first three letters, D-O-U, is from what?
Double,
duo, dewey, dos, two. If he'd have said, man, I don't know. I feel like I ought to go. But, man, if I do. Well, you know, did he get in trouble for going? Yeah. He got called on the carpet. Did you read the next chapter, the 11th chapter? Man, they had a big to-do over this. He got called on the carpet, big time. It was only by a miracle that he made it through this. They said, we heard you went into Gentiles and ate with them. Now, that may sound strange to us, but you got to understand the world he lived in and the culture. That's what I'm saying. How could he go without a doubt? He could. Let's go over it again slowly. Can you tell me from reading this verse, how could he go with them without even a doubt? Huh? The Spirit said, oh, do you hear this? The Spirit said to him, you get up and you go down there and you go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. How could he go doubting nothing? Because he had heard from the Lord. He had heard from him. Now, a lot of you know this. You've heard this. How does faith come? But you can hear something like that and you can have it in your memory and think you know all about it and barely scratch the surface. People have rushed past this one. I've seen so many folk. I had the privilege of working in the healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry. And of course, you know, these people want to be healed. So how do we get our healing? By faith. Right? By faith. How many times did Jesus tell people, your faith made you whole. Your faith did it. Your faith. Your faith. So we begin to work on the faith. And again, I saw people jump over the getting faith part into trying to work faith. Trying to stand in faith, trying to stand in faith. No, don't rush to the standing in faith past the getting faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How Faith Comes, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104C. That's R1104C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.